Did everyone get enough rain over the weekend?
I sure think so. I saw measurements of west side of Saginaw County. Some people well in excess of 2 inches, maybe more than that.
Yeah. It just, once it started, it just kept coming in waves.
I saw one report of 4 inches. Of course, that's on a home gauge, and I don't know over what period of time that was.
Well, and very localized, so it doesn't surprise me, because some places got the couple, others got that more, and we know, like, for example, in the Metro Detroit area, they were getting upwards of 5-6 inches in some cases. In your Alma location, Pat Johnston, you had your fill, I'm sure.
Oh, rain. I have an alleyway in the backyard, and it was relatively quiet because, you know, we had a dry spring for the most part. On Saturday, you could hear all kinds of nightlife back there, frogs and whatever else you want to talk about. They were everywhere. So, yeah, we haven't been able to mow. I can't mow my backyard. It's too saturated.
Oh, really?
Too wet.
Yeah. I was able to sneak it in. I mean, my ground was so dry that I was able to get a quick one in yesterday. It's like before anything else might hit. Doesn't matter. It was still a little moist, but, hey, we're going to. Because if I didn't do it, it's amazing. It rains and the grass grows.
I know. Go figure. Right. Go figure. But no, that was just bizarre. Just rain after. And it was just steady. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes just come in waves, too.
I was pleased to see some sunshine yesterday afternoon, thankfully, after all those gray skies for so long. It just was depressing.
Which, by the way, we have some this morning, too.
Yeah, the sunshine looks great.
Check it out, just in case.
Enjoy it.
And tough to hear about some of the tornadic activity. So if I understand correctly, was it 5? Is that what you said that we had in the state?
5 altogether in the state. They had some down in Shiawassee County, and then they had one over near Clare, and we had the one here in the Thumb. I'm not sure exactly where they are. I think there might have been 2 in Shiawassee County. And but
the one on the Thumb was the strongest one.
The one on the Thumb, yeah. It actually was a storm. There was rotation. It was north of Auburn, out in the area of Garfield and North Union, and then continued to move across and went north of Caucallen near Brissette Beach, and it was up in the air. It hadn't come down. There was just rotation. Went across Saginaw Bay, and when it got to the tip of the Thumb near Port Crescent, came down, and it was about 400 yards wide, but it hit primarily rural area and came just south of Port Austin, which is a little larger village, and then went out over Lake Huron after traveling about almost 7 miles on the ground.
Wow. And some injuries, minor injuries, is that?
Minor injuries. There were people in one home where they had the roofs collapsed in some of those cases and came down. There were at least 2 homes from what I've seen and heard that were, one was just a pile of rubble, and one other was heavily damaged. Maybe the walls were still standing, but the floors and ceilings went down. And there's the injuries, I believe, were all primarily in the one home. But they were not serious injuries.
Well, that's
one woman
news.
Was taken to the hospital.
No, we don't need that kind of weather. It's been a while since we had a wave of thunderstorm and tornadic activity like that across the state.
Yeah, for sure. That was an EF2,
wow.
120-mile-an-hour winds.
And more of the National Weather Service investigations going on just to confirm everything.
Yeah.
I know you brought it up about the Metro Detroit area.
Oh,
have you guys seen any photos of the of the freeways that have been just flooded lately?
Yeah, some of the cars are right up to the windshield in the water, and they're warning people not to drive. When you see flooding ahead, stop. Don't drown. Turn around.
Well, here's driving. Exactly. You're right. Don't drive through that, of course. The Michigan State Police Post in Metro Detroit.
Okay.
Did you know where I'm going? Did you see
please,
this?
Please, no. This is the funniest. I mean, it's serious.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
Please
okay.
Do. Please,
they tweeted this yesterday.
This is hilarious.
And I saw it. I made sure I wanted to bring it up.
Yes.
So I don't know which freeway it was. Do you know which one?
I think it was just generally, I think it was a 994 freeway that might have caused this particular message to be brought forth, but I think it's because they were having problems all over the place.
Yeah, they were.
People are going into the water.
Yeah.
Like they're pretending like it's a pool.
It's a serious, but this was a funny message that was
so
put
this,
out.
Yeah, so the Metro Detroit Police, Michigan State Metro Detroit Police Division says, the diver, I'm sorry, here we go. It says, finally, in the things I would never thought I would have to say, do not go into the water. The water has debris, sharp metal, submerged cars, gasoline, and oil floating in it. There is also a good chance that there is sewage also in the water. In other words, it's gross. Stay out. And that you see people with like tubing. Yes. Tubing in there.
Oh,
I mean,
my goodness.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. It's unbelievable. Ah. I hope they showered later, but
I saw that. I thought that is just great. Yeah. It's gross. That pretty much says it right there.
That says it. Wow.
I don't know what causes people to do that.
I don't either.
I think it's because it's basically like you never expect to have the chance to,
I guess,
float on the Detroit freeway in the water. I don't know.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
If I understand, it's the pump problem they had was it's that they lost power.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not that the pumps failed. It's the power failed.
Power, yeah.
So they couldn't pump the water out.
That's bad.
So that's something that like, with all these infrastructure upgrades that's being debated in Congress. Is this something that they could look into and say, hey, what can we do to ensure that freeways don't flood?
Emergency generator back.
Sure. Yeah, something. Yeah.
Well, I would really didn't have a clue until I was listening to the Tigers on Saturday, and I heard Dan Dickerson and Jim Price say, hey, if you're coming down, remember all the freeways are shut down.
Yeah.
So yeah, right.
You've got to find a different route to get to Comerica Park. That was funny. Though,
yeah,
wasn't it? I mean,
unreal. Just some people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't know.
No,
we get beaches shut down all the time just because of a little high bacteria count.
Yeah.
Just imagine what they have in those Detroit.
Be like a Geiger counter going on. Quick, there's too much radiation. Oh, well, hopefully everyone survived and. Minimal damage where there was damage, and certainly minimal injury if injuries did occur. And
yeah.
But that's, you know, it's the best you can always hope for.
And there were some, other than the tornado reports, there were some scattered limbs down and trees down here and there,
yeah.
Maybe, you know, they're in different areas. And not to gloss over those, but nothing like the tornadoes.
Obviously, the tornadoes are going to take precedence over that, and we're you know, we don't want anyone to have floods and basements and things like that. We know that can occur.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm seeing for next week weather-wise in our area is going to be a little cooler to start, but I'm not seeing any rain.
I haven't gone long term to that point.
Okay.
Yet.
No, just the middle of this week. Today through about Wednesday, we could see some scattered showers, about a 30% chance, I think, something like that.
For the 4th, for Saginaw, the weather app I have saying mostly sunny, 77.
Yeah, we'll take that.
We'll take that.
Take that all day long.
Yes.
All night long.
All night long, yeah.
Yes.
Who cares about the day?
Yeah,
we do care about the day. We do care about the day because they're going to be putting up that
big flag
over the Court Street Bridge, and they're looking for volunteers to come down and do that to help put it up and take it down.
Looking forward to that once again. Yeah, we do care about the day as much as the night is important when it comes to fireworks.
So the moral of what we just talked about here, everybody, swim in some of the many lakes that we have here. Not the highways.
Yes.
Please. And don't drive in the pool.